Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Over 58% voter turnout recorded in single-phase assembly elections in Maharashtra, around 68% voting registered in second phase of Jharkhand assembly elections. By-elections also held for parliamentary constituency of Nanded in Maharashtra and 15 assembly seats spread over four states, counting on Saturday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with Guyana President Dr. Muhammad Irfan Ali in Georgetown. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh holds bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart Thung Chuen in Laos. 55th edition of International Film Festival of India begins with a grand opening ceremony in Goa. Prasar Bharati launches its OTT platform Waves. And in hockey, India clinch Women's Asian Champions Trophy, beating China in final at Rajgir. Voting has concluded peacefully for the second and final phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase polling in Maharashtra. The Election Commission has said that Maharashtra has recorded more than 58% voter turnout and Jharkhand recorded around 68% voting when reports last came in. In Jharkhand, voting was held in 38 constituencies in 12 districts in the state. Our correspondent reports that after today's polling, the political fortune of 528 candidates, including 55 women, have been sealed in EVMs.
This phase will play a pivotal role in the formation of the next government in the Jharkhand. In the decisive phase of the Jharkhand Assembly election, polling was conducted across 38 seats, primarily in the Santhal and Koilanchal region. The Santhal region is a bastion of Jharkhand Mukti Morcha, while in the Koilanchal region, fierce competition was witnessed among political parties. The electoral fate of the several political heavyweights was sealed in this phase, including Chief Minister Hemant Soren, Jharkhand BJP Chief Babulal Marandi, ASU Party Chief Sudesh Mehto, wife of the Chief Minister Kalpana Soren and Chief Minister brother Basant Soren. This phase is also interesting in many ways. A neck-to-neck fight among women candidates was witnessed on four seats. If you talk about the results in 2019 assembly elections, in these 38 seats, Jharkhand Mukti Morcha had secured 13 seats, BJP 12, Congress 8 and CPIML 1 seat. The political battle fought between NDA and India Bloc in this phase will determine the political destiny of the Jharkhand. Bhupen Singh, Akashwani News, Ranchi.
In Maharashtra, elections for all 288 seats were held in a single phase in the state. We go over live now to our Mumbai correspondent for details. Kunal, how was the response of voters today?
Well, Valsa, the overall polling percentage in Maharashtra is 58.24. Except some stray incidents of violence and malfunctioning of EVMs, the polling went very smoothly across the state. This is the figure which I gave now, that is 58.24%. It is still 5 p.m. The final figure is yet to come. It will take some time. Also, as if we compare it to 2019, this figure may go up. In 2019, it was 61.74% voting in the Maharashtra Legislative Assembly polls. And also, if we talk about the regional voters turnout, the highest was recorded in Naxal-affected Gadchiroli district. Majority of districts in Vidarbha also managed to record more than 55% voting. In Konkan region, also the voting was above the state average. In rural areas of Marathwada, North Maharashtra, Western Maharashtra, the voter turnout was better. Also, the political fate of more than 4,000 candidates has been sealed in the EVMs. Prominent among them are Devendra Fadnavis, Ajit Pawar, Eknath Shinde, the chief minister himself, then Prithviraj Chauhan, he's a former chief minister, senior BJP leader Ashish Shelar. There are also some young leaders like Aditya Thackeray. Back to you, Valsa.
Thank you, Kunal, for bringing us all those details. Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar, along with Election Commissioners Gyanesh Kumar and Dr. Sukhbir Singh Sandhu, had been keeping a close watch on every aspect of the poll process, including measures to enhance poll participation. By-elections were also held for parliamentary constituency of Nanded in Maharashtra and 15 assembly seats spread over four states. 53.78% of voters exercised their franchise in the Nanded Lok Sabha by-poll till 5 p.m. In Uttar Pradesh, more than 49% polling was recorded on all 9 assembly seats where by-elections were held today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held by delegation-level talks with President of Guyana, Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali, at Georgetown a short while ago. 5 agreements were signed following the talks between the two leaders. This includes cooperation in the field of medical products regulation, hydrocarbon sector, bilateral cooperation in agriculture and allied sectors and UPI facilities. Prime Minister Modi reached Guyana this morning on a 3-day visit to the country. In an unprecedented gesture, he was received at the airport by President Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali, Prime Minister Mark Antony Phillips, and over a dozen cabinet ministers. Our correspondent reports that this is the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Guyana in 56 years.
India has a long-standing development partnership with Guyana in the fields of health, connectivity, renewable power and water. The total trade between the two countries in 2023-24 was around $106 million. During his visit, Prime Minister Modi will participate in the second CARICOM India Summit in Georgetown. He will also hold meetings with leaders of CARICOM member countries to further enhance India's long-standing friendship with the region. Tomorrow, the Prime Minister will address the Parliament of Guyana and will also interact with prominent cricketers of Guyana and the Caribbean region. The Prime Minister is also scheduled to address a gathering of the Indian diaspora tomorrow. With Anand Kumar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
Prime Minister Modi has said his welcome in Guyana will remain etched in his memory. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said he was delighted to meet President of Guyana, Dr. Mohamed Irfan Ali, Prime Minister of Grenada, Deacon Mitchell, Prime Minister of Barbados, Mayor Amor Motley, and the Cabinet Ministers of Guyana. Mr. Modi said he is also humbled to have received a key to the city of Georgetown from the mayor of Georgetown. He said India is eager to deepen cooperation with the CARICOM across various sectors. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today held a bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart Tung Chun in Laos. Mr. Singh is on a 3-day visit to Laos to attend the ASEAN Defence Ministers Meeting Plus, ADMM Plus. During the meeting, he will also address the forum on regional and international security issues. The ADMM is the highest defence consultative and cooperative mechanism in ASEAN. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said today that India's creative economy has emerged as a $30 billion industry, contributing nearly 2.5% of the GDP and providing livelihoods to 8% of the workforce. In an article in English and Hindi dailies, Mr. Vaishnav highlighted that this industry is a dynamic force with an influencer marketing sector valued at over 3,000 crore rupees and over 2 lakh full-time content creators. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts, and for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. The 55th edition of the International Film Festival of India, IFFI, began in Goa with a grand opening ceremony. A star-studded ceremony at Dr. Shyama Prasad Mukherjee Indoor Stadium marked the beginning of the festival that will last till the 28th of this month. The event witnessed stunning performances from Bollywood stars and also included a nostalgic 90s rewind. Timeless Souls, a tribute to legends like Raj Kapoor and Mohammed Rafi through visuals, poetry and music, was also one of the major highlights of the day. Now we go over live to our correspondent Durgesh Bhadauria, who is at the venue for more updates. Durgesh, tell us about the opening ceremony and other activities that are going on there.
Well, sir, the 55th International Film Festival of India today opened with grandeur and cultural celebration in Goa. The audience was captivated by the opening performance, Bharat Vandana, which featured an eclectic mix of devotional songs like Ek Onkar and Shiv Tandam Strotam, a tribute to cinematic legends including Mohammed Rafi and Raj Kapoor added a nostalgic touch. A spectacular performance by Jahnavi Dance Clan celebrated Australia as the country of focus this year. In the closing segment of the ceremony, a special dance sequence on Journey through Indian cinema was presented by Indian film actors Sunny Kaushal and Sanya Malhotra, showcasing iconic songs from various eras, culminating in a global celebration of India's cinematic heritage. Also, earlier in the day, 18th edition of Film Bazaar was also launched. It is South Asia's premier film platform to collaborate and market films. Masterclass sessions were also commenced today to provide cinephiles insights into filmmaking. Valsa.
Thank you, Durgesh, for joining us with all those details. Waves Prasar Bharti's OTT platform was launched today during the opening ceremony of the 55th International Film Festival of India. The platform will offer a variety of channels in multiple languages, including news, entertainment, movies, TV shows and games. Veteran filmmaker Shekhar Kapoor appreciated Prasar Bharti's initiative.
Prasar Bharati is a very underused platform. It's one of the biggest. It still has the biggest reach. Doordarshan is the biggest reach in India, and it's unfortunate that in the middle they stopped creating new software. So now they have a huge plan to create new software, and I wish them all the luck.
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said education is the biggest medium to bring change and equality in society. Addressing students of Jawahar Navodaya Vidyalaya at Kajra in Junjunu district of Rajasthan today, Mr. Dhankar emphasized the importance of discipline, culture and human development. The Delhi government has decided to implement work from home for 50% of its employees amid poor air quality in Delhi NCR. City Environment Minister Gopal Rai convened a meeting this afternoon to implement this measure. The air quality in Delhi NCR continues to remain in the severe category, with an average air quality index AQI of 430 at 1 this afternoon. According to Central Pollution Control Board, some parts of the city have reached the 450 AQI levels. In hockey, India clinched the Women's Asian Champions Trophy today at Rajgir Hockey Stadium in Bihar. The Indian women's hockey team won their second consecutive title, beating China 1-0 in the final match. With this victory, India have equaled South Korea with three titles each. Despite China's determined efforts, the first half ended in a goalless. However, the defending champions returned with a more aggressive approach in the second half and secured the breakthrough in the third quarter. More from our correspondent.
Amid the presence of huge crowd at Rajgir, the Indian team fulfilled the expectation by clinching the Women's Asian Hockey Trophy second consecutive time. Both the teams given tough competition each other during the all four quarters in the title clash this evening. Indian striker Deepika remained favorite player during the tournament, and she scored the lone and winning goal. Deepika, who was declared player of the tournament for a splendid performance and scoring 11 goals. She steered the path of victory for Indian team, which remained unbeatable throughout the tournament. Dharmendra Kumar Rai, Akashvani News, Rajgir.
Earlier in the day, Japan secured the third position by defeating Malaysia 4-1 in the bronze medal match. In badminton, Indian shuttlers PV Sindhu, Malvika Bansod and Lakshya Sen have stormed into the pre-quarterfinals at the China Masters 2024 tournament in Shenzhen, China, today. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Over 58% voter turnout recorded in single-phase assembly elections in Maharashtra. Around 68% voting registered in second phase of Jharkhand assembly elections. By-elections also held for parliamentary constituency of Nanded in Maharashtra and 15 assembly seats spread over four states, counting on Saturday. Prime Minister Narendra Modi holds talks with Guyana President Dr. Muhammad Irfan Ali in Georgetown. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh holds bilateral meeting with his Chinese counterpart Tung Chiun in Laos. 55th edition of International Film Festival of India begins with a grand opening ceremony in Goa. Prasar Bharati launches its OTT platform Waves. And in hockey, India clinch Women's Asian Champions Trophy, beating China in final at Rajgir. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.